Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for being here, everybody. My name is Jeff Robson. Couldn't be here live at the studio today, so we have a pre-recorded episode. Hopefully you're enjoying it. We've been playing some story songs. I love a good story in a song. If you can tell someone's story in 3.5 minutes, you're a bit of a genius, if you ask me. In a couple minutes, we're going to play a guy from Winnipeg who can tell an incredible story in just a couple of lines. Just the most vivid imagery I can think of in songs. And it's just short little snippets. And it's just, I think it's so brilliant. But first, speaking of Winnipeg, I guess we got to throw something in from our good pal, Del Barber. He's got a lot of stories. He's a great storyteller in between the songs. And then a lot of his songs, they tell great stories as well. There's many to choose from. But why don't we play this one and have a little fun? Let's be a little lighthearted this set, because so many of these stories are, well, they're kind of deep and dark. So let's play this one. This is a great one from Prairiography. This is Del Barber telling us about the Yellowhead Road. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
She was an only child. She didn't come from much. My girl was strong and sure. She was sharp and tough. And in a small town bar on a Saturday night, playoff hockey game, my whole world felt right. So we married young, and that first child she came, not a day
heading north on the Yellowhead Highway in my old 91 Safari van. I went through towns like East Lake and Watson Lake and all these lakes and I felt like having a swim. Just then I came across a big old moose. He stopped right on the road and he turned red and he looked right at me. And he went straight up a cliff. I drove a while down the road. I saw a sign that said White Horse in Dawson City. I was driving down that dusty road, heading into Dawson City. I pulled in for some gas at the old Dempster Highway. The old Dempster Highway. I got talking to this gal, said her name was Sally Dubois. I said, tu es français? She said, no,
Quebecois.
Said she was a mushroom picker and she was looking for a ride. And if I could drive her in, we'd split the money by and by. We'd split the money by and by. So we went into the bush, picking morels on our knees. Covered in dust and coal, we came out feeling rich and happy. We came out feeling rich and happy. And the next thing I know, I was downtown Dawson City with $1,000 cash. We were looking for a party. We found this place called the Pit and we got drunk and danced all night. She said that I was hers and that mushroom picker was mine. The mushroom picker was mine. But I woke up the next morning, cried and wrote this song. 'Cause Sally Dubois went missing and all my money was gone. All my money was gone. And I'm driving down that dusty road, heading out of Dawson City. Said I never cared much for gold, and I hate that fucking city. I hate that fucking city. Well, there, folks, that's the end of the story for you.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49, went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. Devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Well, getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. Hand me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style. With my big lunchbox and with help from my friends, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if we strung it out over several years. Well, the first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, and then I got a transmission and all the chrome. Big lunchbox like nuts and bolts and all four shots of big stuff we strung out of my buddy's mobile home. Well, up to now my plan went all right until we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The trans
transmission was a 53, and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Telling her eyes that she had her doubts, that she just opened up the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So I headed on up just to get the tags, and I drove on up the main drag. I could hear everybody laughing from blocks around. Yeah, but up at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when we got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style. I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around. What's that, Red Rider? Yeah, this is the Cottonmouth and the Psychobilly Cadillac. Come on. What's that, Red Rider? What model is it? What model? 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70 automobile. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town.
somebody's uncle told at a wedding reception in 1972, where a little boy under a table with cake in his hair stared at the grown-up feet as they danced and swayed. And his father laughed and talked on the long ride home. And his mother laughed and talked on the long ride home. And he thought about how everyone dies someday. And when tomorrow gets here, where will yesterday be? And fell asleep in his brand new winter coat. Find me a shiny new machine that runs on lies and gasoline and all those batteries we stole from smoke alarms, and disassembles my despair. Never took me anywhere. It never once bought me a drink.
One of the most vivid scene painters around, I think, John K. Sampson from Winnipeg. There's so many great scenes in that song, especially the little boy under the table with the cake in his hair, and the drive home, how he thinks about everybody dies someday. Oh, just so many things. John K. Sampson can paint me a scene that I can feel in just a couple of lines. You ever hear Pamphleteer? I don't know what I should do with my hands when I talk to you. You don't know where you should look. So you look at my hands. Ouch! That hurts. I feel that. Oh, so good. So good. Reconstruction site there from the Week of Ends. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. Before that, we heard Dan Byrne with a little fun, lighthearted take on an old classic, One Piece at a Time. I do love that one. That's from his album Hoodie. We heard a guy named Mike Lynch in there with a great song called Dawson City, which mentions the Yellowhead Highway, and we heard a song kind of about that highway, Yellowhead Road, by Dale Barber, kicking off that set. Now I want to play a song that I'm pretty sure is one of Dell's favorite stories of all time. I know he heard it and learned it from his dad Boyd, who also loves this song. So we'll send a song out to them, a great classic from Richard Thompson. But first, just thinking about that kid on that ride home with his parents, I gotta play this. I gotta go back to the Paul Kelly well already and play you this one, because this, if this doesn't tear at your heart, you probably don't have one. They thought I was asleep until the band to go home.
We were driving back from the country one night, Mom and Dad up the front and the rest of us snug and tight. My kid brother grizzled for a little minute till my big sister told him he better quit it or die. It had been a long day in the countryside, playing with the cousins on my mother's side. The sound of the radio closed our eyes, drifting across the seat. And then I fell asleep. Well, I don't know what woke me up, maybe a country song or a big truck passing by. But I could hear Mama and Papa talking. Papa said something, the Mama began to cry. No more words than just soft sobs, and my head began to throb. I just lay there playing dog, breathing slow and deep. They thought I was asleep. They thought I was asleep. Thank you. seemed like forever till the sobbing stopped. Then they talked for a little, but just too soft to hear. Daddy kept looking at the side of her face, one hand on the wheel, one hand stroking her hair. Headlights shining from the other way show tears on the cheeks of Daddy's face. I prayed for Jesus to send his grace and all our souls to keep. Back then I believed. They thought I was asleep. The night was dark and deep. How I wish I was asleep.
Hello, this is Richard Thompson, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Says a red mullet to James, that's a fine motorbike. No girl can feel special in any such light. Says James to red molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. But I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled around behind and down to Box Hill they'd ride. Says James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. Tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed a mini-man to get my Vincent machine. But now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. James 80 for armed robbery. Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Come down Red Molly to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. He said, I give you my Vincent to ride. Says, James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world. It's a 52 Vincent and a red-headed it go. Not triumphs and Nortons and Beezers won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. We reached for a hat and he slipped her the keys. Said, I've got no further use for these. I see angels on aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home. Kiss and die, and he gave her as Vincent to
in her way from a 40-year-old coffee cup. She sipped a bit of gin, closed her eyes and let the memories in. She lives in the old place all alone, keeps in touch with neighbors by the phone, grows roses on the graves of her firstborn and his father, and the coal trucks never bothered her. Oh, Liddy, let him go, the boy is gone. Her mother struggled as she tore him from her arms. Heaven's rain, but she never was the same. A cotton dress and satin shoes, Indian summer sun, dressed in amber hues, spending time with a coal miner. Months blew by just like a breeze that year. They wed in June and by the fall the boy was here. Word come down from Big Stone, there's a fire in the mine, and 11 men they couldn't find. Struggled as she tore him from her arms. Oh, Lydia, your tears are heaven's rain, but she never was the same. Watch them pull him from the hole. The overalls he wore are blackened by the smoke. Liddy twice had had this dream, and twice it had come true. And when she saw his father's boots, she knew. Struggle as she tore him from her arms. cigarette to take. Ancient fumbling fingers in her way. From a 40-year-old coffee cup, she sipped a bit of gin. Closed her eyes and let the memories in.
Tricks on Sunset, $20 a pop. Some out of town old businessman or an undercover cop. I'm living with a virus flowing way down in my veins. Oh, oh. I wish it would rain. I know you've heard my story or seen me on the street. Just another cracker gigolo dressed up like trick or treat. Now you may wanna judge me or treat me with disdain. Oh, oh. I wish it would rain. Memphis, Texas, Houston, Tennessee. Man, I'm just so turned around, I don't know where I wanna be. This California desert is driving me insane. Oh, I wish it would rain. So I've squandered my resistance, taking any kind of drug. Oh, I'd smoke a shooter, eat it, I drink it from a jug. And I offer no excuses for your sympathies to gain. Oh, oh. I wish it would rain. Everybody knows me as the kid. I've made it 7 years and still I don't know how I did. I come from a long line of live and love in vain. Oh, I wish it would rain. So I prayed to Mother Mary, I've even seen a priest. When the angels come to get me, I know I'll be released. I'll leave this mean old desert, bound for Memphis on that train. Oh, I wish it would rain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
died. What happened to your face, boy? Were you really bad? You little faggot, you little queer. I don't care what you are, boy, but don't be it here. Take it with you to New York, where you can blend in with the scenery, the martyrs and the barflies. You're just a paisley on the wall. No one's gonna notice you in your mother's clothes. Dear boy, there are stranger things than you in New
There's Luke Doucette with a powerful story of living in Wolseley, Walnut Street, a friend of his who had a rough life. That's New York. They're from Aloha, Manitoba. Before that, a classic, kind of along the same lines, I guess, I Wish It Would Rain from Rodney Crowell. There's actually two great story songs back to back. There's another end of the story called Wandering Boy, which comes next. Which is also wonderful. It's got so many, though, I can't play you both. Before that, Slade Cleaves with a song called Lydia. He didn't actually write that one. It was written by a lady, actually, named Karen Poston, and just a powerful, powerful song. We also heard in there the great classic Vincent Black Lightning, 1952. Richard Thompson in there. We'll send that out to the Barber Boys. And we kicked off that set with Paul Kelly, another one, They Thought I Was Asleep. Just a vivid, vivid portrait, that one as well. Speaking of Slade Cleaves, let's hear something from a friend of his old childhood pal and a great singer-songwriter in his own right, Rod Picott. Was this his first record? I think this might have been his first record. What a great record and what a great song. Here's one. Slade actually did this one at one point, but we'll go back to Rod and let him tell us about Tiger Tom Dixon's Blues. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Tiger Tom Dixon had a gift from God. He could hit you quick, he could hit you hard. In a world where a man's hands are put to the test, Tiger Tom Dixon's hands were the best. Before stepping into the ring, little Joe would tie them gloves on tight. After humbling that man, Tom would tie one on in spite. Kick back into a whiskey like it was an easy chair. Drink to anything that the devil may care. Ben came from Boston and Ohio, corners of counties that you never know. Barstools and barrooms, nothing to show, except for the fist that they did throw at Tiger Tom Dixon. Tiger Tom Dixon. Now Tom held the future in his right fist, but there was no good time Tom Dixon could resist. Was no neon in New England, he hadn't passed out under. Was no white lightning, he hadn't felt his thunder. As the seasons moved on, so did Tom. Till there wasn't a soul around who knew his given name. Some say he was a man who ran from himself. Some say he just played the hand he was dealt. Ben came from Boston in Ohio, corners of counties that you never know. Barstools and barrooms, nothing to show, except for the fist that they did grow. At Tiger Tom Dixon, Tiger Tom Dixon, tougher than leather and quick as a can. Till a young man one day is no longer there, and the dreams those around him sink to the quick. When he slows just enough for them to take the check. December, steely winds did blow to that ring. A man Tom Dixon did know was himself without the bottle, and the dream held fast. He took Tom's dream with a man he never looked back. So Tom rolled around that bottle for a couple of years, till he was put in the ground by his own fears. Now all that is left is the story I have told, and the dream that still waits unfold for Tiger Tom Dixon. Tiger Tom Dixon. Tiger Tom Dixon. Tiger Tom Dixon.
Tell the band to go home. We don't want to hear it. 101.5 UMFM. This is Jesse DiNatale. Yeah.
Windows, the street. tap trips all night. Water torture in the sink. The furnace is burning, but it's still cold, I think.
Good body count this year. fell asleep before he died.
Wrap it up there with a great story from the Rio Statics, their record Body Count. That's a powerful story, I think. Before that, Sarah Harmer, their old pal. Not quite the same narrative story that we've been hearing, but she paints just a vivid scene of an apartment. I think I lived in that apartment for a number of years. Just a great story there. Before that, the great Lowest of the Low from Shakespeare My Butt, the greatest album ever. We heard Letter from Bilbao there. Before that, a couple of stories about different kind of fighters. We heard The Bell from Jesse Di Natale and Tiger Tom Dixon's Blues from Rod Picott about boxers. And that'll about do it. Those are some of my favorite stories, my favorite storytellers. If you've got a favorite, please do let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Jeff@telltheband2gohome.com. In the meantime, we will return again next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. for more Tell the Band to Go Home. Do check out telltheband2gohome.com and stay tuned for more great stuff here on UMFM. Thanks for listening, everybody.